NIAID was greeted by a crowd of thousands who were cheering and waving flags. American flags, Cuban flags, Conch Republic flags, and rainbow flags. Earlier in the day, as word spread around the island that it looked like she would make it, people began flocking to Smathers Beach. A lot of them said they were in awe of NIAID's perseverance and considered her a heroine, especially because of her age. She's 64. Mallory Square tightrope walker Will Soto was blowing a conch shell to celebrate.
Come on, man, this is Geezer Palooza. She's our queen.
NIAID prepared like never before for the 111-mile swim. She wore a silicone mask and a special cream to ward off jellyfish stings. Her navigator, John Bartlett, who was there for two previous attempts, said this time, everything fell into line.
You really need the weather and the Gulf Stream to cooperate. Without those two things being really good for you, this is an undoable event for a swimmer.
NIAID's lips and tongue were swollen from the salt water, but she was in good enough shape to reflect on the epic swim she first attempted in 1978.
Everybody, when I failed these last few years, said, oh, but the journey was so beautiful. And you had so many life lessons. I said, yeah, but you can get all those and the destination.
NIAID says this time, she got those life lessons and the destination. I'm Nancy Klinginer in Key West.